Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the producers testifying was Ronnie Lee, a South Georgia cotton and peanut producer, who detailed for the committee the importance of the new farm bill and the need to maintain the farm bill moving forward with no budget reductions or any adverse policy changes, as growers are now in just the second year of the new five-year farm bill and implementation is still occurring.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The need for flexibility when it comes to crop insurance policies and growers' purchasing decisions on being able to tailor the various crop insurance products, including the new Stax policy for cotton, to tailor those products in a way that best fits each producer and each farm's risk profile.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Was the challenge that the cotton industry is facing with the new payment limitation that now applies to the marketing loan program and the difficulties that's creating in being able to track those benefits and also the potential longer-term implications on how cotton is marketed and how cotton flows to the end user and into the export market. And so that's an area that Secretary Vilsack acknowledged that the department is working on, working with the National Cotton Council and trying to find solutions to that challenge. The testimony also covered the importance of the key export promotion funding programs that allow Cotton Council International and other commodity organizations to maintain and grow key export markets.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the overarching themes of the hearing was, again, to demonstrate to the committee, including those new committee members that were just elected last year, the need for consistent and certain farm policy. And that's really important as the new Congress is beginning or will be beginning in the next few weeks the budget resolution process and debating the new budget, as well as the annual appropriations process. And so we in agriculture have to be very focused and active in making sure that we protect the Farm Bill and these important programs in both of these processes, both the budget and the appropriations process.